On the Run Home, talking entertainment with Lee Patch. For defib your club for life, does your sports club or workplace have a defibrillator? Num, num.
Nice to have you in, Lee.
Good to be here.
Ox, what do we do every Wednesday?
We go back retrospectively, Mark, and we look at... I'll say that again. We go back retrospectively and look at a theme or a bunch of movies on the back of a theme of a movie that we're reviewing tonight. Tonight we're doing Jurassic Park, the new one, whatever it's called. I can't wait to hear the review, mind you. So we thought the theme would be creatures or big animals in movies.
That are a major part of the movie.
Major part.
Major part.
Now, so they don't have to exist.
No.
They not can a be, minor
they,
part.
They can be real. They can be pretend. They can be made up. Whatever.
A major part of the movie.
We mark it out of 5 goals, then we go backwards 4 goals, 5, unless it's a Dark Knight Rises, which got 5 goals, 1. Unbelievably.
I still worry about that, Mark.
First movie, Lake Placid.
Lake Placid, 2 goals, 5.
Big croc, alligator in there.
Yeah.
Free Willy.
Willy. I reckon Free Willy's overrated, I reckon. 2 goals, 1.
You had the good voice then. Do it again.
Hey, Willy. Yeah, no, that was Elf from Melmac. Gremlins.
Gremlins, 3 goals, 2.
E.T.
4 goals, 0.
Jaws.
Hang on. Back it up. E.T. was an alien from another world.
He's a different creature. So he's a creature. Yeah, main star.
Right, creature.
Right, and Jaws.
Jaws, 4 goals, 0 again.
Yeah, good movie, Jaws. Yeah.
Righto, Jurassic World is the one. And
a bigger boat.
Jurassic Park, I just looked. 1993, Jurassic Park came out.
So we had Jurassic Park in 93, Jurassic Park 2 in 97.
And went then we had there with the name, didn't they?
Yeah, and then we had Jurassic Park 3, The Lost World, 2001. So it's been deactivated, the franchise.
What's it like?
14 years.
Tell us about it.
Look, I tell you what saves this one. If you go back to 1993... people's eyeballs melted when they saw the dinosaurs on the rampage in the original Jurassic Park.
Cutting edge.
That was, you know, about 10 million computers all hooked together to make one dinosaur. Now that we have advanced computer power and much better special effects technology, the dinosaurs in this one, led by an all-new strain of dinosaur called the Indominus Rex, which is the predator slash transformer of dinosaurs.
Ooh.
This delivers as a visual spectacle. No problems there whatsoever. But if you're talking the original Jurassic Park, which was the work of Steven Spielberg, it also had a story. It had a kind of like a narrative spine that could kind of carry the weight of where this fantastical world was coming from. This one doesn't quite cut it on the story or character front. The actor most people will recognize is actually one of the biggest stars in the world today on the back of Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's Chris Pratt. The film doesn't actually put him to great use, given that he is one of the most popular actors in the world right now. Bit of a shame about that. The film gets by. That's the best you can say about it. And when it's dinosaurs on the rampage chomping and stomping, no problems whatsoever. Getting a story in there, a little bit more so. I'd go 2 goals, 5, but if you're a kid between the ages of about 5 and 11, you can upgrade that by a goal.
Is any cameos? Clive Palmer? Or
Clive hit the cutting room floor, unfortunately. I'm sure they shot something with him in it, though.
Okay. Hey, I like what you did with the scoring system then. If you're a kid, about 5, you can up at a goal.
Look, dinosaurs.
So it goes from 2 goals, 5 to 3 goals, 5.
3 goals, 5. Clever. If you're aged between 5 and 11, because all kids, primary school kids especially, are hardwired to love dinosaurs.
Mm. Know that. Hey, you said something there too. Is there a bit of cloning going on here? You said there's a new strain of dinosaur.
Yeah, well, this is how they brought dinosaurs back from the past. In the original Jurassic Park, they sourced DNA from here
and
there.
That's how we work. Mm.
What they've done this time for this new dinosaur, they've got the DNA from a tree frog, which gives it the ability to self-camouflage and change its temperature.
It's like Predator. Right.
It's like the Predator. That's what,
Righto, so we're looking for your favourite movie where an animal or a creature was a major part of the movie. Let's take calls. 9429-1116. Off Twitter. The Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
I'm not sure he's a major part of the movie.
Where was his DNA source from?
That's a really good question. Peter is in Geelong. You can kick us away, Pete.
G'day, guys.
Hey, Pete.
Fair to him.
Happy Gilmore.
What the animal? Beaver?
No, the alligator. Took Chubbs Peterson's hand, mate.
Chubbs Peterson.
Oh, Happy Gilmore. I think of Getty Shack. Were they beavers? What were they?
Gopher.
Gophers.
Gopher. Little dancing gopher.
I was giving gophers and beavers mixed up.
They weren't exactly a major part of the show, was it?
Nice beaver.
It's the only reason you brought up Caddyshack. You're a sicko. Leo is in Narre Warren South. G'day, Leo.
G'day, fellas. The Clint Eastwood movies, Anyway But Loose with Clyde, the orangutan, and they made two movies.
Yep. Any Which Way But Loose?
Right Turn Clyde.
Yep.
Snap.
Clyde was a gun.
Good on you, Leo. Thank you. Susan is in Box Hill. G'day, Suze.
Gentlemen.
Suze.
Mine is Lassie Come Home.
Yeah, Lassie was a not a creature or a thing, but just a bloody good dog.
BGD, bloody good dog.
That's all next you want. I think is a, if you're going to have a dog, you just want a bloody good one.
Would kids enjoy a Lassie movie today? Kids of this generation?
I reckon, like there were two shows on TV that time, Flipper and Lassie. I reckon kids of today would still like Flipper, but yeah. I reckon Lassie needs a reboot.
Yeah. Where does Skippy fit?
Thumbs down.
Skippy a third place or Skippy on top?
Yeah, Skippy on top.
Skippy was a gun.
I'd love to see a Skippy remake. I reckon they could. I reckon kids would dig it.
He would be grey now.
Yeah, he would. Yes.
Not much spring in the step. For old
Skippy. It wouldn't be Skippy. It'd be Hoppy.
Yeah, keep going, Crawley. Boys. Yeah, fantastic. Goodness me. Justin's in Fertry Gully. Look at you two laughing like little kids. Justin's in Fertry Gully. G'day, Justin.
Oh, g'day, fellas. I wanted Lee to score this one because this is an absolute classic, and that's John Carpenter's The Thing.
Ooh. Oh, 81, Kurt Russell, 4 flat, easy. Great film.
Disney movie with Kurt Russell's in it?
he went elsewhere after Disney.
No, this is not a Disney film, I think.
Thank you, Justin. Shannon's in Reservoir. G'day, Sharon.
Evening, fellas. Turner and Hooch.
Yes. The big, what was it, a St. Bernard or?
I think it was a St. Bernard.
It was a Burmese mountain dog or something, wasn't it? What are you talking about? He's a bloody good dog too.
A Burmese mountain dog.
Yeah, that's what Gary Lyon had.
He had a Burmese
mountain dog and gave it to Brett Lovett, and that's when he.
Why did he give it to Brett Lovett for?
Because he moved and
moved in a smaller pad.
Kind of attacked his guinea pigs.
Gary Lyon had guinea pigs.
No, that's Brett funny. Lovett had guinea pigs.
Brett Lovett had guinea pigs.
Yes, and Baxter, oh, the Burmese mountain dog, attacked the guinea pigs.
What the hell was going on down there at Demons?
Oh, he had issues.
Thanks. Goodness me. we're being told it was a French Mastiff.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Might have been no, it was a Bull Hooch. Mastiff.
Bull Mastiff.
It wasn't French. Oh, it might have been French, I don't know.
Daryl's in Craigieburn. G'day, Daryl.
Oh, hey, fellas.
Yeah,
good Daryl.
King Kong.
Yeah. It's both. Creature, thing.
He had the lot.
Major part of the
program.
And
an animal.
Yes, yes. Very good.
Would you rate it, Lee, or not?
The original, the old one. I don't reckon any of them stand up. It's all about the ape.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Daryl. Dave's in Vermont.
Hey, boys.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
It's got to be either Cujo or Old Yeller.
Oh. Yeah. Two different movies there.
Yeah, two very different movies.
Old Yeller, a little bit placid. Cujo. Yeah. Now, what was he?
Oh, mate.
He was a big killer dog.
When he was stalking,
he's a bloody bad dog.
When he was stalking that kid or the lady in the car in the front yard there.
And he always had that little bit of drool.
The drool.
When the sunlight
disgusting.
Hit the drool.
And then you saw him, the drool had blood in it when he'd already had a killer.
Oh, yeah. Scary. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Matt's in Werribee. G'day, Matt.
Hey, fellas, how are you going? Don't know how PC this is, but the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
No. Righto.
I don't think he fits into a category.
And his catch cry was, I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
I'm the man.
Yeah, I don't think we can categorise that
one. He didn't say he wasn't a creature.
Nah, I'm with the Elephant Man on this one.
Yeah.
He's a man.
He's a man.
All right.
He's a man. and a bloody good man.
What was his name again? John?
John Hurt played the Elephant Man.
John
Merrick.
John Merrick, yeah.
That's right.
Is it John Merrick getting around the PGA Tour?
Yeah.
His name is John Merrick.
What do they call him?
Why would you do that?
That's probably his name.
Yeah.
That's why he does it.
That is his name.
That's why he does it.
Yeah, they call him George.
George?
Yeah.
George the animal.
Yeah, George the animal. Frank's in Thomastown. G'day, Frank.
How you going, guys? Look, my thunder's been stolen. I was going to say Cujo, but while I'm at it, I might say Jaws and Deep Blue Sea.
Mm, Jaws is a ripper.
Yeah.
How many did they make in the end?
Jaws.
Four. Jaws 4, was it?
Yeah, I reckon there was about 4. There was definitely a Jaws 3 was in 3D.
Was Sharknado a part of the franchise?
Posthumously.
Well, Lee Patch is with us. He's from the Herald Sun, and we're talking entertainment. Two more movies to have a quick look at. The Emperor's New Clothes, please, Lee.
Neither of these films are much chop. Emperor's New Clothes is a documentary where Russell Brand, the British comic, wants to reinvent himself as the new Michael Moore. Old Russell has just realised that the fat cats are getting fatter and us working stiffs are getting stiffed. And for 100 minutes, he just keeps ramming it down our throats, what we already know. I wouldn't waste $17.50 on this. It is terrible.
Wow.
How many?
One flat goal for the Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah. What about Strangerland?
Strangerland is a new Nicole Kidman film set in the Australian outback where a family move to a small town for reasons that aren't immediately apparent. Both of their children disappear without a trace, and it's up to Hugo Weaving, local detective, to try and solve the case. Nicole Kidman is much maligned, but she's actually really good in this film, as is Hugo Weaving, who is always consistent. But the film gets a touch of the pretentious Australian film staggers probably about 30 minutes in, never recovers. Bit of a shame, though. I reckon Nicole Kidman turns the corner in this one, and her next film, whatever it may be, could be quite all right.
Back in form.
But this film, I'd kind of avoid it. Two goals, one for Strangerland.
Lee, great to see you.
Thank you.
Great to see
awesome,
you.
Awesome, Lee.
Hey, three more on this off the SMS. Red Dog, great Australian movie.
Yep.
Splash.
Mermaid.
She was a creature.
And Anaconda.
Yeah, and Bachelor Party, that donkey, did some strange stuff.
Cool.
Real weird stuff.
Boogie
Thank
nights.
You, Lee. We'll catch you next week.